now is my way clear. Now is the meaning plain. Temptation shall not come in this kind again. The last temptation is the greatest treason. To do the right deed for the wrong reason. The natural vigor in the venial sin is the way in which our lives begin. 30 years ago, I searched all the ways that lead to pleasure, advancement, and praise. Delight in sense, in learning, and in thought. Music and philosophy, curiosity, the purple bullfinch in the lilac tree, the tilt-yard skill, the strategy of chess, love in the garden, singing to the instrument were all things equally desirable. Ambition comes when early force is spent and when we find no longer all things possible. Ambition comes behind and unobservable. Sin grows with doing good. While I imposed the king's law in England and waged war with him against Toulouse, I beat the barons at their own game. I could then despise the men who thought me most contemptible, the raw nobility whose manners matched their fingernails. While I ate out of the king's dish, to become servant of God was never my wish. Servant of God has chance of greater sin and sorrow than the man who serves a king. For those who serve the greater cause may make that cause serve them, still doing right, and striving with political men may make that cause political, not by what they do, but by what they are. I well know what yet remains to show you of my history will seem to most of you at best futility, senseless self-slaughter of a lunatic, arrogant passion of a fanatic. I know that history at all times draws the strangest consequence from remotest cause. But for every evil, every sacrilege, crime, wrong, oppression, and the axe's edge, indifference, exploitation, you must all be punished. So must you. I shall no longer act or suffer to the sword's end. Now, my good angel, whom God appoints to be my guardian, hover over the sword's point.